We're closing in here on the start of the 2022 football season. Hi, Sean Callahan with Husker Online here with ABM today as we continue our inside look at the Nebraska defense. Today we're talking to nickels, safeties, corners, all of the above. We got a great group of guys here joining us. Chris Kolarovic, Noah Pulla-Gates, Braxton Clark, and Isaac Gifford. Guys, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Well, you guys are kind of in the grind of summer right now. How's it been? I mean, give us an idea of kind of what's going on as a group right now.
Summer is just a good time to work on what you need to work on. You kind of get a little extra free time. It's a good time to just get in shape, do the team workouts, and then kind of work on the things that you need to work on going into the season and get your body and mind right for, you know, it's a long grind. The season's a long grind, and it's just kind of getting your mind and body right to go through that season. So,
yeah, for me, it's just really tuning up our body, really just, we're like cars, just tuning up, trying to make us stronger, faster, and lighter.
Yeah, same thing, piggyback off them, just, you know, working on the smaller things, the smaller details, you know, getting in the film room more on the free time and just going hard in the weight room, you know, trying to do things off the field as well, not just inside the team workouts, you know, we just always trying to get better every day.
Yeah, summer's nice just because you don't have to focus on school so much. You might have a couple of classes here and there, but you really get to focus on football. You know, it's football every day.
I think when I look at all four of you guys, all of you have had to be patient in some way or another at Nebraska, waiting your turn. I mean, you've switched positions, Chris. Obviously, Noah, you've been behind guys that were here for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And waiting behind a couple safeties. Braxton, you've had some really good corners. And obviously, you were behind JoJo Dolman, who was here for 20 years, it felt like. So, I mean, just how for each of you, kind of talk about just the mental grind, because with the transfer portal and all everything in the world today of college football, I'm sure it's not been easy to wait, but all of you hopefully are going to get your opportunities this year.
Yeah, I think just going the portal route is the easy way out, and just being here 3 years, just staying dedicated to the grind and keeping my head down, just being loyal really is big to me. So I think just by being loyal and staying, it's like, going to pay off.
I'm curious, Noah, do people like whisper in your ear, like, you should go on the portal? You should, I mean, like, what's it like in your shoes? Because you've had to wait a long time.
Yeah, it's tough just mentally and just thinking like my capabilities are, if they're still there or not. But just being able to just really stay true to my faith, and then he'll take the wheel, honestly, and then take care of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, something like that. I mean, I going to a smaller school first, you know, I got a lot of experience early in my career, and that was awesome. I feel like I needed that experience coming out of high school. You know, going to a smaller school, I didn't have those bigger offers, so just getting that experience for me was really good. You know, I played a couple different positions at UNI, was able to learn a lot about football, and then coming here, really a big reason why I came here was that I knew I wanted to go to the NFL, and that was my dream. My dream was to be the best football player that I can be. And in order to do that, I felt like I needed to find a new situation and find new ways to get my game better and work on my game more and get physically better, mentally, get my football IQ better. And that's just and having to sit around for a year, you know, that pushes you more. That pushes you to go to a different level. So,
and correct me if I'm wrong, you wanted to move to nickel. Like, you were an inside backer and you kind of said, I want to try this out. Right?
Yeah, it was like a mutual decision after the season ended. You know, I just talked to Frost and Chins, and we decided that would be a good position switch for me.
How about you, Braxton? Just your path.
I mean, same thing like they said, you know, I'm just saying, just trying to stay focused, stay true to yourself, you know, believing in yourself. And yeah, we had good players in front of us, but I'm just excited for the opportunity that, you know, I got ahead of me this year. So just doing all the little things so I can be best prepared for that.
Isaac, how about you?
Yeah, you know, it's a mental battle. It really is. I mean, nobody really understands it until you're in that position. But when you got to sit behind a guy and wait your turn, it's not easy. And for me, I mean, luckily I got to play special teams my first couple of years, so I was on the field. But it's still just a mental battle, keeping yourself in the state of the mind where you know you can play at that level. You know you can play at that level, but you got to wait. You got to wait your turn to do it, you know. So it's hard. It's you got to be mentally tough to do it. So
yeah, I think about mental battles. I mean, back in December, I'm sure you guys were like, well, our room's kind of set. We know it's here. And then all of a sudden a bus shows up with 8 defensive backs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's mental. I mean, that's got to be really like, man, like just when you kind of thought you had maybe a clear path, like more competition comes in. I mean, what's that like?
I don't think competition's ever a bad thing. I think the cream rises to the top always.
We all just been helping each other. Like, it's brotherly love. Like, we competing, but to help each other become better. You know what I'm saying? So
you really do. It really does make you better because you kind of learn from each other, and then you have to be locked in every day. You got to show up every day, like you're trying to earn that job, and every day you're competing and you're learning from each other and getting better.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we're all trying to get to the ultimate goal, win a national championship. So just everybody making each other better day in and day out.
Yep, competition brings the best out of everybody. So,
guys, when you kind of look at the depth now, I mean, does it feel like more than 4 or 5 guys can play now? I mean, it seems like it's been 4 or 5, maybe 6 guys play. I mean, when you look at it today, I mean, does it feel different? Like, hey, we got more options than maybe we've had in previous years.
Yeah, most definitely.
For sure.
We definitely have depth, and we definitely have, if people get tired, and it's just, at this point, it's just knowing the playbook. So if everybody's bought in and on the same page, then we can have rotations, and then you'll see more packages, really.
For sure, yeah. There's different guys with different skill sets, so it's kind of nice because you might have guys that work in better coverages than others, right? So we're able to switch guys in and out and still do our jobs, and so some guys just fit in a different package better.
Nickel, and you're a nickel too, right?
Yeah.
And then Noah, you're a safety, and Braxton, are you strictly corner?
Yeah, corner.
So, yeah, but there's a lot of guys that can move around and have options. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, too, the way they divided up the defensive staff, like Coach Dawson, did he used to coach you last year, or were you always with Fisher last year?
Well, the nickels, we usually go with Chins, actually. Okay. We'll sit in with Chins and meet with him, but we will go with Coach Fish quite a bit. We'll go with him a lot for when we study, you know, other teams and stuff like that. But mostly our individual meetings are with Coach Chins.
Yeah, I talked to the other guys about this, but Nebraska hasn't had a defensive backs coach here for 5 years and over 20 years. I mean, like, it used to be constant turnover. Mm-hmm. Having Coach Fisher here for 5 years, like, what kind of continuity and stability? And Braxton, obviously, you've been with him the longest. What has that just brought to having that same guy here every day?
I mean, it keeps the culture the same. So we know what to expect, and we know what he brings the best out of us. So it's just like, he was a player too. So we can trust him with a lot of things that he says. And like, a lot of time, if we don't trust it, that play would have been there. So like, the proof is in the pudding. Just being with Coach Fish, he shows like he can put guys to the next level. He can put guys in a position to be great.
What about Coach Shenander? I mean, same thing. I mean, Nebraska football hasn't had the same defensive coordinator for 5 years, and you were around the program. You know, you saw Bob Diaco for a year, and before that, Mark Banker for a couple. I mean, it was constant coordinator, position coach turnover on this defense, and your brother lived through that, and you haven't had to go through something like that.
No, thankfully, I haven't had to do that. You know, that my brother went through 3 different defensive coaches, so I mean, that's you got to learn a lot and fast, you know. But with Chins, it's so nice that he's been here this whole time, and our defense, everybody, I mean, the defense hasn't changed much, right?
It's elevated
because everybody knows what we're doing. I mean, we know, everybody knows their job. We've had the same, you know, structure for the past 4 years now, so guys know what to do, and we can really elevate.
How about you, Noah? You've been, now this will be your, going into your 4th year.
Yeah, about Fish?
Yeah.
It's truly a blessing because my cousin was at USC, and he had plenty of coaches changes. So just being, just having the coach that I had initially recruiting me and still being coached by the same coach is truly a blessing, because that's, a lot of people don't have that.
And just for you too, Chris, I mean, what have you seen just from the scheme and the staff? This will be your second year.
I definitely learned a lot from the staff. With Fish specifically, for me, a big thing moving to nickel was playing man-to-man, especially on the slot receivers. I played inside backer for a while, didn't have to do that a lot. So I've gotten a lot of like one-on-one coaching from him, just learning how to play that, play man-to-man, using my technique and getting better in that and working on that in the summer, working on that in the spring ball. So with Fish, that's been really, really helpful. And then Chins is just, it's really been good to learn from Chins, because it's just the nickels in the room. It's really just the four or five of us with him in meeting rooms. So you get a lot of, you can soak up a lot of knowledge, because it's a lot more individualized coaching, and he can teach you a lot about the playbook and a lot about the football scheme. So it's been really good to learn from both those guys.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
On paper, it looks like your guys' pass rush is going to improve with O'Shawn and Garrett and Caleb Tanner and some of the guys they've added, like Stephon Wynn and all the players that are here. Mm-hmm. I mean, what have you seen, guys, from just the guys up front? Because they're going to make your job hopefully easier. Mm-hmm. Because Nebraska hasn't been good at getting the quarterbacks the last couple of years, and obviously that's got to improve.
I mean, being able to rush the quarterback is super important, and I think it's coming. I mean, Garrett, he's grown so much since his freshman year here. It's crazy to see him grow like he has. I mean, looking at him now from when he was a freshman, it's crazy, and I can't wait to see him go this year, because I think he's going to be 10 times better than he was last year.
He looks shredded.
He does. Yeah. He is in shape for sure.
Yeah. He's playing like a guy that wants to win and play, keep playing football for a long time.
Yeah, he's dialed in for sure.
Yeah, Garrett's really grown into his leadership role too. He's really grown into that, just as far as being a voice of the defense, being almost the voice of the team, really. He's really grown into that, and it's been cool to see him kind of get into that.
O'Shawn, does he fit in as a new guy? I mean, what do you guys like about him?
Yeah.
I feel like he works really hard. I mean, Every time I see him in the weight room, you know, he's dripping sweat. He's motivating other
guys.
That's
the TCU,
yeah. Yeah.
He works.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him play. That's what's exciting about having a bunch of transfers is you're going to get to see all of them play in fall camp, and it'll be cool to see how they fit together.
Yeah, how hard is that to learn everybody? I mean, 15 transfers, 3 JUCOs, 15 high school guys, mm-hmm. and the walk-ons. I mean, there's over 40 guys that have walked in your program that are new when you add up all the numbers.
Yeah. A lot of new faces, for sure. A lot of new faces.
Especially with all this NIL stuff, it makes it even harder, right? Because guys, but we're not going to beat around the bush. Guys basically get paid money to go to different schools, right? And so when you guys got all these guys coming in, it's really important, to bring them under your wing and bring them in and show them what it's like to be on this team and be a part of this family.
Mm-hmm. You guys, anything to add to that, guys?
I think having them on that front end is very important, because not only are they resting the quarterback, it gives us an opportunity to, me and Brax, to make plays on overthrown balls or underthrown balls and stuff like that.
How have you guys seen the program behind the scenes day-to-day change? I mean, we've seen Coach Frost make a bunch of new hires. Mm-hmm. The recruiting operation has really changed, it feels like, behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Just from your eyes, what do you notice day-to-day? Braxton, obviously, you've been here, I think, the longest. I mean, what have you seen just from the day-to-day changes of the program?
I say, like, the details, like, especially with offense, like, how much they've been working, like, with walkthroughs and, like, just extra film we've been able to get in. It's just, I say, just the attention and detail the program has been putting, like, the workouts we do is for a specific reason. And then when we go run, we generate that force that we use in the weight room and we apply it. So it's, like, it's been a lot of technique work, a lot of just tuning up and a lot of mental work at the same time.
How about you guys? What have you seen, Noah, as far as the changes behind the scenes?
Just on like the recruiting behalf, it's grown tremendously. Like you're starting to see more big names and more stars. So I think that's helped a lot just in that department.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of leadership change in a good way. There's a lot of player leadership. It's turned into a very player-led team, and Coach Frost has allowed that to happen with the guys coming up and leading, guys like Garrett Nelson doing a great job, you know, keeping guys accountable. And there's really a lot of guys on the team that you look at and they're keeping guys accountable for everything they do. And I think that's a big change in the past years. So,
yeah, for me, it would just be, I've only been here a year and a half. But it's just how the people are meshing together, how the team's meshing together. I think guys are just fitting together. I think the guys that we brought in really fit in with the team and just as a whole. And I think just that team chemistry is really important, and we've done a really good job with that, I think.
So you guys have a player council. How does that work? Like, coaches elect or plan? You guys vote on? I mean, how does that work behind, like, the non-captains of, like, the off-season?
Yeah, we have what's called a unity council. So it's just a group of guys that players and coaches have put together that they think are leaders of their position group or the defense and offense. And they get together and they just go over stuff they want done during the week or stuff that needs to be fixed and stuff like that.
Then they go to the coaches and kind of report mm-hmm. to the coaches.
Yeah, yep. And they'll, yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, as a player, is it hard to give bad reports to a coach, or like, yeah, do you know, like, hey, it's my job now. I gotta say that so and so has been.
Well, you know, it's out of love, really. You know, it's a family, and a family keeps each other accountable, and because you want to win, and you want the best for the guy that's going to be playing with you on the field. So really, it's hard, but it's easy when it's coming from love.
Guys, got anything you want?
Yeah, I think the way to success in an organization is just open communication. Just feeling comfortable and willing and able to communicate when something is bothering you or something that somebody's doing is bothering you. Just being willing to be honest with each other, I think that's really important to success.
Yeah, they couldn't have said it any better.
Yeah, for real.
You guys will open up the season, national TV, week zero, Dublin, Ireland, and finally we get to go to Ireland. I mean, it feels like we've been talking about this game forever.
For years.
But it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. How excited are you, number one, for the trip, number two, for the stage, and just to kind of, number three, get rid of last year's feeling?
Yeah. For me, to be honest, I'm really, really excited for this game because my whole mom's side of my family, I've never even met any of them. They live overseas. She grew up in South Africa. They kind of live in Australia, Europe, all over the place, and they're all coming to this game. Mm-hmm. And I'm meeting all of them for the first time. I'm going to get to meet all my whole family, really. They're all coming down for the week. And so I'm just unbelievably excited.
Are you Irish?
I'm not Irish, but just like it's more of a central location for them to come. Traveling to the U.S. is a long trip, but I don't look Irish. But no, I'm like giddy excited just to see all them and play in front of them, and it makes me really happy that something I love doing can bring my family together like that. It's really cool. So
yeah, like he said, it's very exciting. My brother in high school got to play in Ireland.
Oh, really?
For a game, so that's something me and him are gonna have in common. So just being out there, it's a blessing. Like, and I get to go out of the country. I've never been out of the country, so that's a big thing. And then it's just an opportunity, like, to restart from last season. So,
what did he tell you about going to Ireland, your brother?
So he told me when he was out there, his coach got like, I wouldn't say mugged, but like he kind of got like pit-pocketed. And he said, just look for people that pickpocket, because, like, they'll bump into you and they'll snatch your whole wallet.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to be pickpocketing you guys.
Yeah, I hope not, because it's going to be a brutal beating.
Jalen Weaver.
I know. Got the whole team on him.
Yeah, for sure. I say, yeah, I'm excited, too, because I've never been out the country. But at the same time, it's a business trip, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the first game of the season. We want to start it off with a bang. We want to start off on the right foot, you know what I'm saying? That's a long flight home, you know, to go back home with an L, you know what I'm saying? So at the same time, we want to, you know, get memories with our brothers, but at the same time, we're going there to win.
Yeah, I agree with Brax, but I'm a little Irish. I got a little Irish in me, so it's kind of cool going over there, get to see what it was like.
Your whole family's going to go out there for some? Yeah, obviously you are, but how about you guys? Your family, you going to make it out there too?
Yeah, I think my grandparents and my mom are gone.
Yeah, I think my parents will probably be out there. hopefully.
I don't know. That's kind of far. I'm going to see what the fans are talking about.
Well, you guys, you think about last year. What was the hardest part about last year? And all of you had different roles in the season and kind of what you how you played in the team. But when you think about the losses, I mean, you could have had like a great season and it felt like it was going to be a great season at times, and it just fell apart at times too. Yeah. When you think about what did you learn from last year?
I learned to take advantage of opportunities when they come to you. We had a lot of opportunities to win games. And we had a lot of opportunities to be successful, and we didn't take advantage of a lot of those opportunities. And it's just one or two things, really, at the end of the day. And you just got to be ready for those opportunities. So that was the hardest part for me, was just like, as a team, as a player, as everybody, we just missed like those few opportunities where we could have been a really, really good team. And just and understanding that and being just more prepared this season for that.
Yeah, like he said, opportunities are big. I remember last year I had an opportunity and I didn't really capitalize on it. And I kind of regret that a lot. But just...
What the hardest part about last year, and what did you learn from that experience of the season last year?
Oh, yeah. The hardest part was just knowing that we were so close, and it's just the small details is what made us win or lose. But just that, really.
I say the hardest part was all the work we were putting in. Like, you could see it, like, for three quarters or, like, for three quarters and a half. And, like, we were working so hard last year, but the outcomes weren't showing. So, like, I really just saying, like, what they said, like, capitalizing on our opportunities, you know, like, not putting all that work in for no reason.
How about you, Isaac?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can learn about last year. There ain't a lot of teams that have been through the crap that we've been through, losing games by 7 points almost every week. I mean, you can learn a lot about our team.
The team wasn't quitting.
No, and we weren't. We would come back the next week, and we'd be there for, like Brack said, another three quarters. And it's just that one more quarter, you know. So there's a lot of resilience on this team, and it's going to come.
Well, guys, looking forward to the start of the season. I know all you guys can't wait. We're about a month away from camp starting. Looking forward to that as well. Appreciate all of you guys taking the time to sit down.
Appreciate you. Happy to be here. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Signing off here with the defensive backs for Husker Online, I'm Sean Callahan.